Chapter 2, A Heavenly Perspective. Overview. Chapter 2 takes us back to the morning before the storm and introduces Peter and Thomas, the two boys whose disappearance was revealed in Chapter 1. Knowing what lies ahead changes the way we view everything that happens in this chapter. What appears to be an ordinary day filled with excitement, preparation, and anticipation is overshadowed by the fact that we already know a storm is coming. As we read the story, our perspective is shaped by information the boys do not possess. We see the same events they see, yet we interpret them differently because we know what lies ahead. This illustrates an important principle that extends far beyond the story itself. Multiple people can observe the same circumstances and arrive at very different conclusions because each views those circumstances through a different perspective. The events may remain unchanged, but the meaning assigned to them is often shaped by what the observer believes to be true. What we believe influences how we perceive the world around us. As Peter and Thomas prepare the sailboat they inherited from their grandfather, we begin to see that they view the world differently. Peter is eager, adventurous, and confident. Thomas is more reflective and observant. Neither approach is portrayed as right or wrong, but their differences quietly reveal how the same set of circumstances can be filtered through very different assumptions and expectations. Several seemingly insignificant details reinforce this theme. Both boys are struck by a news report about a sinkhole that suddenly opened beneath what appeared to be solid ground. Thomas notices subtle changes in the weather while Peter minimizes the situation. Thomas senses something is not quite right, even though nothing dramatic has happened. Peter is driven by a different inner motivation and throws caution to the wind, literally. This contrast between the boys is significant. Both are looking at the same circumstances, yet each arrives at a different conclusion. Thomas sees reasons for caution. Peter sees reasons for confidence. Neither possesses all the facts, but each interprets the situation through a different perspective. The problem with both boys' perspectives is that neither can see the larger picture. A real storm is coming. And like the sinkhole that swallowed what appeared to be solid ground, they are about to be swept into a very different reality. Their assumptions, conclusions, and interpretations are all about to be tested. So it is with life. We often draw conclusions based upon the small portion of reality we can see while remaining unaware of what lies beyond our field of vision. Like Peter and Thomas, we interpret people, events, circumstances, and even God Himself through the lens of what we already believe. Yet God sees what we cannot see. The journey toward a heavenly perspective begins when we recognize the limitations of our own. This idea connects directly to a foundational TPM principle: we do not respond primarily to reality itself. We respond to what we believe reality means. Imagine two employees being called into their supervisor's office. One immediately assumes he is about to be fired and becomes anxious. The other assumes she is being considered for a promotion and becomes excited. The circumstance is identical. The emotional responses are completely different because the meaning assigned to the event is different. The chapter's most significant symbol is the name of the sailboat, A Heavenly Perspective. At this point in the story, the name remains largely unexplained, but it introduces the central question that will run throughout the entire book. Will we interpret life through our own limited understanding, or will we learn to see it from God's perspective? By the end of the chapter, the boys remain unaware of the storm approaching them. The reader, however, knows what is coming. This creates a powerful reminder that there is often more happening than we can presently see. Our understanding may be sincere, but it is not always complete. As you consider this chapter, keep one question in mind. How often do we mistake our perspective for reality itself? Initial discussion questions. What part of this chapter stood out to you the most? Which boy did you relate to more in this chapter, Peter or Thomas? Was there any spiritual insight or biblical principle that came to your mind as you read through this chapter? Principle-focused discussion questions. How does knowing what happened in Chapter 1 affect the way we read the ordinary events of Chapter 2? Why does the sinkhole report seem important in a chapter that is otherwise about two boys preparing a sailboat? What does the sinkhole suggest about the difference between what appears stable and what may actually be happening beneath the surface? Does this describe any aspect of your life? Why do you think Thomas notices things Peter seems to minimize or overlook? How does Peter's excitement affect the way he interprets the weather, the boat, and the risks involved? Why is the name A Heavenly Perspective important in this chapter, even though the full meaning of the name has not yet been explained? Digging deeper. Have you ever looked back on a situation and realized there were warning signs you did not recognize at the time? Why do you think you failed to see or heed the warning? Can you think of a time when excitement, fear, confidence, or concern shaped the way you interpreted something? What might it look like to pause and seek God's perspective before assuming that what we see is the whole story? Looking ahead. As you read the next chapter, watch for how Peter begins explaining what he believes about faith, facts, and feelings. Pay attention to how his assumptions shape the way he talks about spiritual truth. Take note of places where the boy's conversation begins to move from sailing into deeper questions about belief. Key principle. We often assume that our interpretation of a situation is the same thing as reality itself. Yet two people can observe the same circumstances and arrive at very different conclusions because each interprets those circumstances through a different perspective. What we believe influences what we see, and what we see influences how we respond.